There are so many names of all of these drugs. They're all in the same class. They're really all anti-TNF drugs that have been incredibly effective for a number of patients with autoimmune disease. So it can be very confusing for a patient and, quite frankly, the physician to keep track of one drug or the other. What recommendations do you have for patients and, quite frankly, for physicians not to get confused?
I think we clearly have to develop systems to follow the patients and what they get. And we are trying to implement this in our clinic, that we are aware of what type of anti-TNF the patient is on. Before, we didn't need that because there was only one Remicade. We have, first of all, the brand names, which are different, Remicade, Inflectra, and Renflexis. The other possibility are the generic names, and that might be easier to remember. So everything is infliximab, if it's a biosimilar or the originator. However, the biosimilars have four letters adjacent to their name. For example, Inflectra is infliximab/DYBB. I don't know where this is coming from. The FDA made this recommendation. So whenever you see infliximab plus something at the end, it's a biosimilar, and then you should be aware of that you're getting this biosimilar. The same will be true. We don't have it approved yet, the biosimilars for Humira. The generic name is adalimumab. So there will be four letters at the end of adalimumab. If you have the four letters at the end, you get a biosimilar.
It's going to be the same four letters?
Yes. No, it's not the same four letters. For example, Renflexis has four letters ABDA, ABDA. Don't ask me where this is coming from. So it could be adalimumab is XYZ. D, for example, with the four letters, they have for sure some meaning. Perhaps it's some chemical formulation used. But important is, if it's more than the name, if there's something behind it, then there is a high chance, as far as I know, in the moment, the only chance that you get a biosimilar.
So it's the name, infliximab, and following that name, probably with a hyphen, are four letters of some kind or the other. It's a clue that you're getting a biosimilar product.
Yep. And I think patients should be really aware of their therapies as well. And I think the modern computerized patient records make this possible. You have, for example, here at UNC, we have the EPIC system, and they have a system called MyChart, and you can look into MyChart what kind of drugs you're getting, and you can follow these. And that you should be aware of it, what is in MyChart, that this is correct and updated. And if you have any questions about your MyChart medication, you should immediately talk to your doctor if you feel there's something wrong in this MyChart documentation.
Or if a switch has occurred and you didn't know that the switch had happened.
Yes.